Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Really, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting involved in a discussion, in all seriousness, right? If you get involved in a discussion, you'll get your information, and you will be able to push back. Not that it's not the only thing you should be doing all the time, but you can push back. Things can get better for you. And matter of fact, maybe things can get better for the person you're speaking with. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Evan Sayet is going to join us. Been a while since I had him on. Right? He's going to talk about his new book, The Atheist Origin Myth. It explores the most absurd explanations for how something other than God created the universe. You know how I feel, right? You know I'm a Christian, so obviously I believe that God created the universe. And I find it interesting that you call me crazy. Let's see what he has to say about this afterward. But you call me nuts, right? And yet, for believing in a God that created everything, yet what you believe in takes a heck of a lot more faith than what I believe. If you don't believe me, I get it. If you don't believe me, then think about what you believe in as an atheist. You believe that out of nothing, absolutely, the nothingness of space, I know some of you have heard me do this before, so bear with me. Right? Out of the nothingness of space, all of a sudden space came about. And then you had these two atoms that, again, out of the nothingness of space in the vast area of space, somehow, missed the red light, ran into each other, created this massive explosion that sent this energy wave out, creating planets and the sun and the galaxies at the precise space that they need to exist. Right? I mean, think about all that. And then somehow we evolved from that, whatever it was, explosion, to becoming planets, to going from, we could have been a tree, apparently. Think of all the faith it takes. Because science hasn't proved it yet. They even admit they haven't proved it. Matter of fact, many scientists have now started leaning towards, right? You know it, intelligent design, right? All of that. I mean, anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, I want you to think about that. Think about the amount of faith it takes for you as an atheist to believe what you believe. And maybe it's, I don't know, maybe in your mind it doesn't take anything. But I'm not buying. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, there's so much going on out there. So much I want to be involved with anyway. That's a first. Maybe I'll do this, maybe I won't. The Indiana governor has declared a state of emergency ahead of the solar eclipse next week. Now, I'm sitting there, you know, scratching my head because I'm trying to find, you know, why would you be that far out? But apparently, as the Hoosier State braces for a memorial celestial event, Governor Eric Holcomb, he's taking a proactive step by declaring a statewide emergency disaster. It's what he's anticipating. The measure is designed to prepare Indiana for the vast number of visitors expected to flock to the state to witness the rare occurrence. The declaration, effective Wednesday, allows Indiana to utilize resources and aid from other states through the Emergency Management Assistance Compact. The compact is a national mutual aid system. Right? All 50 states have it to be able to help each other out. Now, they're expecting an influx of tourists because apparently that's going to be the place to witness, because I don't want you looking right at it anyhow. Indiana's expected hundreds of thousands of visitors April 8th event, which is also likely to prompt considerable in-state travel. You know, officials are predicting widespread significant impact. The infrastructure systems are going to be under, you know, a great pull, if you would. So, you know, I guess he's doing the right thing. I don't know. But heck, I mean, is that the only place to see it? Yes, I'm speaking out of ignorance because I don't know. Right? I mean, basically what we're being told is a total solar eclipse. And we've heard that in the past. You know, different places you see it differently. Will pass directly over the state of Indiana, giving everyone in the state an incredible view of the extremely rare event. The last total solar eclipse to pass over Indiana occurred in 1869. And the next one's not expected to happen in 2099. So this is it for some of you. Me too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Evan Sayet joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Get informed first, okay? Don't be one of those people that we always have to clean up after. Get your information, and then don't be afraid to put it out there. Don't be afraid to have conversations with people. I'm not suggesting you have fights with people, but don't be afraid to pull it out. Put it out there. Let people know what you stand for. Look, it's been way too long since I've had this guy on the show with me. Evan Sayet, he's the author of the best-selling books, The Kindergarten of Eden, The Woke Supremacy. He lives, oh yes, he lives in a secret location, but he's not off the planet. I think he's on the planet. His new book, Magic Soup, Typing Monkeys and Horny Aliens from Outer Space, The Patently Absurd, Holy Unsubstantiated, Extraordinarily Failed Atheist Origin Myth. That's a mouthful, Evan. How you doing?
It's a mouthful. Look, there are a billion, zillion books out there making the case for God's existence. So how was I going to communicate to somebody just seeing a title that my book was different, that my book it took a little lighter path to proving God's existence? And the way I chose to do it is with that sort of ridiculous title.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I've been listening to, you know, you and I've been together for friends for a long time. I won't say together; that doesn't come off right.
You had your chances, but no, we're not together.
I was thinking back when I read the title, I knew you were coming on the show, and I was thinking back over the years I've been pounding at some of these congressional people, and you take guys like little Jerry Nadler, you know, I mean, he reminds me of those little Weeble toys, but anyway, you know, him screaming inside of the chamber that God has no place in this chamber. And how many other, you know, of our politicians, and I know you're not just talking about our politicians here, but how many of them have given up on God or don't believe in God or don't believe in any of that? They have become, in and of themselves, the gods of Mount Olympus. It's just amazing to me. So what made you finally decide to write this? Seriously, go down this road.
Well, it was just sort of the next book to write. As you know, my first book, people started to call my theory the unified theory of leftism. You know, I explained first in that famous lecture that I gave to the Heritage Foundation, and then the book that was based on it. Once you understood what I laid out in that book, you understood everything about the political left and why it is they reject fact and reason and side only and always with evil, failure, and wrong. I mean, look at the Middle East right now and how do you know the facts, and how are you a good and decent person and side with the Palestinian terrorists and hate the Jewish state of Israel? Or if you look on our streets, how do you side with zero bail, letting murderers and rapists and terrorists out of jail without bond while trying to defund the police? How is it that good, smart, decent people like our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues who vote Democrat, how is it that they reject fact and reason and side always of evil, failure, and wrong? Well, Joe, having explained everything, you know, having come up with the unified theory that explains everything, what else was there to explain? And what was left to explain was the origin of the universe, the fine of how life came from the insentient, how life then became the human being, and how the human being came to have rational thoughts and irrational emotions.
You know, when people are making decisions, when these people are making decisions on what to do and how to handle, and I'm totally floored. You may not be, but I'm totally floored by the Dems and Biden, as far as I'm concerned, turning his back on Israel, turning his back on the Jews, knowing the dire situation that they're in without our help and or without our support. But
Joe, let me just stop you right there.
Go ahead.
That is not a standalone issue. The thinking that leads a Democrat to side with the terrorists who murdered innocent people at a music concert and raped and kidnapped and tortured and sexually abused, to the same mindset that leads a Democrat to side with the Palestinian terrorists is the same mindset that leads them to leave our borders open so that drug runners and child traffickers can enter. It's the same mindset that leads them to defund the police and take the sides of the criminals. It's the same mindset all along that leads the Democrat to invariably side with evil over good, wrong over right, ugly over beautiful, profane over profound, and most importantly, failure over success.
Did you cut out or finish?
No, it got
so quiet. I said, "Oh my God! I hope I don't lose him. He's on a great roll."
Well, I was letting it sink in.
Yeah.
I was letting it sink in.
No, but you're,
and so this. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say you're right. And again, it's we're some of us are not accepting this. Some of us are expecting, not accepting, but expecting. Some of us are hoping and expecting that some of these people will step up and go, wait a minute, we've gone too far with this. We've gone too far with you know, again, pro-Palestinian, not riots, but protests across the country. Seriously, well, have we raised such a group of ignorant people that they don't know the truth?
No, we have to take a moment and recognize that there are some people who have done that. You know, earlier when it wasn't as obvious because wokeism hadn't yet fully taken over the Democrat Party, nonetheless, there were, you know, Dennis Prager was on the political left, Evan Sayet was on the political left, David Mamet was on the political left. So there are those of us who got it. And now that it's even more obvious and undeniable, you're even getting people like Bill Maher, Matt Taibbi, who was the big guy at Rolling Stone, leftist Rolling Stone magazine. You're getting Naomi Wolf, the feminist leader. We are seeing people who are getting it. The problem is that the very mindset of being a Democrat today, wokeism, is the rejection of rational thought. That is what is required to be woke, is the belief that thinking is an act of bigotry. And therefore, the only way not to be a bigot is to never think at all. So if you don't think about the facts, if you don't think about the Palestinians being terrorists, being murderers, being with Hamas having in their charter the genocide, finishing Hitler's work, that's in their charter. But if you ignore that, and you just see the Palestinian mindset is no different than the Jewish mindset, if they're equally right, then how do you explain the success of the Jewish people?
Hey, Evan,
the beautiful.
You got to take a break. We're going to a hard break. Pause, because I want you to pick up right there. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Evan Sayet when we return.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You-
USA News update. Several House Republicans are advocating for renaming the largest airport in the Washington, D.C. area in honor of former President Trump. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania has put forward a bill proposing the renaming of Washington Dulles International Airport to Donald J. Trump International Airport. In February, the number of job openings saw a slight increase, signaling ongoing strength in the job market. That's according to experts. The Labor Department reported that there were 8.8 million job openings on the final business day of the month. LSU women's basketball is under fire after the team didn't come out for the national anthem before its regional final game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa players held hands during the Star-Spangled Banner. LSU had left the court right before the anthem was played. LSU head coach Kim Mulkey said it wasn't intentional, just their routine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting. And just, you know what? You got to be engaged. You got to get informed. Stop spewing stuff when you have no clue. Seriously, I mean that. Evan Sayah joins me. He's a longtime television writer and political commentator. He's advised presidential campaigns. He's written speeches for a president, candidates, and a president. Evan has been a guest on pretty much every major news television channel out there and written several books, Kindergarten of Eden, The Woke Supremacy, and Magic Soup. I love this. Typing Monkeys, Horny Aliens from Outer Space, The Patently Absurd, Wholly Unsubstantiated and Extravagantly Failed Atheist Origin Myth. And Evan, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me.
Oh, and I always enjoy it, Joe.
Yeah. So I love the Typing Monkeys, by the way. you know, we were when we went to break, you were talking about, you know, finish your thoughts around, you know, they're finishing the goals of Hitler, or trying to finish off the goals of Hitler and the Nazis as a whole.
Well, not just Hitler and the Nazis, but this has sort of been the same war for the past 100 years. One of the most significant points that I make in my new book, and I want everybody to know, even though I'm speaking very seriously now, it's a very funny book, because one of the reasons I wrote it, when there are so many others out there that make the case for God, is all these other books are so earnest, you know, and they try to litigate against atheism. And to me, litigating atheism is like trying to litigate the fact that the emperor is not wearing clothes. Once you start to talk about hemlines and stitch counts, you're giving credence and credibility to the fact that to the idea that the emperor might be wearing clothes. But atheism is totally naked. There is no there. What has happened in the past is that those are the political ideology, a political agenda to eliminate God from society so that they could take on the role of gods themselves. What they've done is they've told the children that God isn't scientific. And so long as we use the atheist definition of science, which is materialism, God is not scientific. But what they don't tell their young victims is that the only alternative to God is equally not scientific. The fact that the universe came from something, other materials and other forces and other laws, which is what the atheists now admit with the multiverse and string theory, it means by definition there are two and only two possible explanations for the origin of the universe. Both of them are not scientific, but one of them is true. Now, let's weigh what science shows us about these two possibilities. And that's what I do in my book, is I finally make the atheists defend what it is they believe. You know, when I'm on a show like yours, but somebody who is a skeptic or non-believer, and they'll say to me, oh, you're just brainwashed to believe in God, or you're just stupid to believe in God. I say, okay, I'm brainwashed and I'm stupid. Enough about me. Tell me, what do you believe about the origin of the universe? And the answer, even from the leading atheistic scientists like Richard Dawkins or Sam Harris or Steven Pinker, they have absolutely nothing, not even the first clue about even one part of even just one of the big questions that they themselves don't know to be. And I took this from a quote from one of them, that they themselves don't know to be patently absurd, wholly unsubstantiated, and extravagantly failed in its every test.
These are considered people, educated people, right?
But they have a political agenda. Every militant atheist movement. Now, I've got to be clear. There's a difference between atheism, which is a personal belief, and militant atheism, which is the concerted effort to enforce non-belief across an entire society. So, like the communists attempted to enforce non-belief across an entire society. The Nazis sought to enforce non-belief in God across an entire society. The woke seek to enforce non-belief across the entire society. And what they all have in common is they all promise, whether it was communism, Nazism, Big Brotherism in the fictionalized version, or wokeism today, is they make the same promise. They promise that if you will stop believing in God and believe in us as gods, we will use our powers to engineer an all-new, never-before-seen kind of human being who will then usher in paradise. So the communists promised to use their powers to engineer a new type of human being who is totally without self-interest. He would work hard and to the best of his abilities for the good of society while asking nothing for himself but the bare minimum that he needed for survival. That would usher in a works paradise. The Nazis promised if you stopped believing in God and believed in the Nazis as gods, they would use their power to engineer an all-new type of human being who is not distracted by human emotion, who would make decisions based simply on pure calculus, and by doing so, they would bring about the perfect society. Well, the woke promise that if you will stop believing in God and believe in them as gods, they will engineer a brand new, never-before-seen kind of human being who is wholly devoid of hate. They have succeeded, by the way. They've done a very good job in eliminating hate from society. The problem, Joe, is that love and hate is a single concept. You can't have one without the other, like up and down, in and out. You can't love goodness unless you hate badness. You can't love good unless you hate evil. You can't love beauty unless you hate ugliness. You can't love justice unless you hate injustice. So the people that the today's militant atheists, by eliminating God and making themselves gods, they've eliminated love and hate, good and evil, right and wrong, and everything in between. And they've left their victims with absolutely nothing. Joe, just one more point. When John Lennon put the militant atheist doctrine to music, that's all he did, was he took the militant atheist doctrine and he put it to music. He promised to create a perfect world that had never existed before, a brotherhood of man where everybody shared everything because there would be nothing to kill or die for. Well, what the militant atheists don't tell their young victims is a world with nothing to kill or die for is also a world with nothing to live for, and no reason not to kill. And what do we see? We see an epidemic of suicide, no reason, nothing to live for. And we see an epidemic of mass random homicide, no reason not to kill.
Yeah. It's you are so right on with that. You hit that one right out of the park. You know, how did we get here? How did we let this happen? You know, believers of all kinds, you know, the Jews believe in God, Christians and so forth. How did we allow this to happen?
Yeah, it's twofold. One, we are the truly liberal, lowercase L people, live and let live, and so we allowed this evil to continue to live and metastasize, because that's just the way we conservatives are. You know, we leave other people. And the other thing is that the conservatism that had made America great, because we were one of the most religious nations on the planet. It was us and Israel, and by the way, by no coincidence, the two most successful nations in human history. But because we had created so much success that all the evils of the political left didn't start to hit home for another 20, 30, 40, 50 years. The infrastructure built by our predecessors lasted so long that we allowed the godless to do nothing to make the world better, but the world continued to run because previous generations had done such a great job.
Wow. Yeah, again, the young people who, you know, we're going to go commercial here in a second, but the young people, they've got, you brought it up a minute ago, they don't see much to live for. And that's why they're, you know, suicidal ideation has grown 300 and some odd percent since the pandemic even started to end.
This trend started long before the pandemic. This trend goes all the way back, and you can watch it. It's first inklings all the way up through its epidemic nature. It's the CDC that says it's an epidemic. It's not just, you know, there's a lot of it. It's literally an epidemic, and it correlates to perfection through the rise, spread, and now empowerment of the woke ideology, of the militant atheist ideology. Because if you
somebody's got to pay for this show. Anyway, Joe's in your host. Evan Sayet will be with us when we come back from the break. Don't go far.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Some of you get mad at me when I say this, but that would be the therapist I would need. That would be the kind of therapist I would need to straighten my butt out should I ever get to that point. And again, I need somebody who's black and white, honest with me, won't beat around the bush, try to make me feel better about myself. I want to know what I'm doing. Always want to know what I'm doing, wrong, right, or what have you, and how I can make it a little bit better. Evan Saya joins me. He's a longtime television writer, political commentator. He's advised presidential campaigns. He's written speeches for president candidates and a president. Evan has been a guest on pretty much every major television and radio news source, and now he's here with little old me. So his new book, Magic Soup, Typing Monkeys and Horny Aliens from Outer Space. The patently absurd, wholly unsubstantiated, and extravagantly failed atheist origin. Evan, thanks for being with me very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and it's the atheist origin myth because
it is a myth.
Well, it absolutely is a myth. There is no, as I said before the break, the atheist. Don't refute the science of God's existence. They simply ridicule, but they don't refute, and they can't because they can't offer any alternative to the God hypothesis, because there simply is none. By the false definition of science, which is really just materialism, the atheists disqualify God as not material. The problem is that any alternative to God's existence is also from outside the materials and forces of our universe. If the universe was created, then it had to have come from materials and forces outside of our universe. So now that we know that there are two not scientific, not materialistic possibilities, and one of them is right, now for the first time, the atheists have to defend, not disqualify, defend their position. And that's what my book is about. And I start the book with a quotation from one of the world's first and most influential modern militant atheist, a guy named Richard Lewontin. He is the Harvard evolutionary biologist. And he said, "We take the side of science, despite its patently absurd constructs, despite its extravagantly failed tests, despite the fact that it has failed." I forget the exact quote now, but he says, "Because we have a prior commitment, a commitment to materialism, and so once they are committed to the ideology of materialism." Because militant atheism is not a scientific belief. It is neither scientific, as in there's no scientific law. None of the known laws or constants of any of the known sciences, or a single observation, discovery, or experiment. You know, a real scientist called data, right, that supports a godless origin to the universe. So there is no science on the atheistic side of things. They only win because they dismiss God. They don't refute God. They dismiss God. And so many children who are victimized by these people who use militant atheism. Militant atheism has always been a weapon wielded by would-be revolutionaries to clear the moral path to their rise to power and the ungodly way in which they then intend to rule. And so godlessness was essential to the ungodly rule and revolution of the communists. Godlessness was essential to the rise and ungodly rule of the Nazis. You know, the book 1984, which Orwell wrote as an amalgamation of the four ideologies of his time. Militant atheist, so he lived in the time of Leninism, Stalinism, Hitlerism, and Maoism. And 1984 was an amalgamation, and godlessness was essential. It wasn't the ideology of Oceania, but it was essential to clear the path to Big Brother's rise to power and the ungodly way in which they intended to then rule. Well, in wokeism, militant atheism isn't the ideology of wokeism. It's just the weapon that the woke wield in order to clear the moral path to their rise to power and the ungodly way in which they intend to rule. You know, they don't even really attempt to hide this. When the richest, most powerful, most influential, most celebrated wokesters get together every year at Davos, they plan something that they themselves call the Great Reset.
Oh, yeah.
What they mean by that is they plan to reset humanity back to its very beginnings and then engineer human beings in their image. They intend to be God. And what's interesting is in order to come to power, they not only need to eliminate God, but because they eliminate God, they also eliminate science. There is no science to be found in anything the left proposes. They didn't do any research and contemplation about defunding the police and what would then transpire. They didn't do any research and contemplation about open borders and allowing terrorists and murderers and rapists into the country. And the perfect example is transgenderism. They've done no research whatsoever into the long-term effects of mutilating the genitalia of children and then feeding them puberty-blocking drugs designed for no other purpose than to permanently prevent their natural maturation. They have no idea, but they don't care. There is no science to what the political left believes or say they believe. It is all part of their ideological, it's a moral and political imperative to not believe in God. And when you don't believe in God, you don't believe in science.
No, I agree with you. I always joke that, the seriousness is, you know, God created science. Science didn't create God or disprove God. And I would say the reason H2O equals water is because God says so, not because science says so. You agree?
Indeed, science could not have created God because that which did not exist cannot be the cause of its own existence. So if we acknowledge that the universe and the laws of our sciences didn't exist before the Big Bang, or as the Bible says, in the beginning, you know, the Bible predicted that we would discover that there was a beginning. The Bible predicted that we would discover that soon after that beginning, there would be a big explosion of light. Let there be light. All right. Those are the first two concepts in the Bible that the atheists simply cannot explain to this day. So if the laws of our science didn't exist until the beginning, then the laws of our sciences could not have created the laws of our sciences, because that which did not yet exist could not be the cause of its own existence. It's obvious. It's self-evident. It's scientific.
Yep. You're right. You're exactly right. And the funny thing about it is, again, these are the people that ran around for years telling us what? Trust the science. Believe the science. It's amazing.
But here's the key. The science. Except for in totalitarian regimes, there is no such thing as the science. In Orwell's 1984, there is the science. In Nazism, there is the science. You better not just disagree with the official scientists. In communism, there's the science. But in free society, there is no such thing as the science. There is simply, at best, a generally accepted theory. And generally accepted theories have over time included such things as the world is flat, sun revolves around the earth, that the Wuhan virus didn't come from the Wuhan virus factory. and so once you hear the term the science, you immediately have to recognize you're dealing with totalitarians.
Now, Evan, you only got about 2 minutes left here, and again, I don't want to. People are already hopeless in a lot of ways. They think we can't come out of what we're in. Give us some ideas. How do we turn this around? How do we start working this? And I know it's not going to happen overnight. To take this back.
Right. Twofold. One is probably the best piece of advice I ever received. I asked David Horowitz, who was one of the very, very first to recognize just how evil the political left is and what it is that they're seeking to accomplish. And early on, I asked him, how do you do it? How do you get up every day? How do you get up every morning and know what you know and see what you see and be bombarded by what you're bombarded by? How do you get out of bed? And he said to me, Evan, I always remind myself that the future has never been what I thought it was going to be. So the first thing we need to do is stop extrapolating, because things in war, the tides change. You know, how many times were we winning and we were about to win World War II and then we were losing the Battle of the Bulge and something. So stay out of the future and fight the fight in front of you. And I hate to say this because, you know, I hate to tell you that you're right, but you're right. It really does in many ways come down to one person talking to one person. Yeah. The reality is that they own the media, which means that they can hit a million people at once with their lies. But we own the truth. And so we have to be one person talking to one person and changing one person at a time. And Joe, let me just finish by saying this.
Quick,
think about the math.
Cut off. Go.
All right, let me think about the math. If every one of us changes just one person, we double our numbers.
Amen. Evan, I'll have you back on to finish up this conversation. People, head over to Amazon. All you got to do is type in Evan Sayed. His book comes up. God bless you, Evan, for what you're doing. Appreciate your time.